This is an interview with Herman Andaya, conducted on the 17th of August, 1979 in Kahului, Maui, by Steffi Smith.
Okay, Tata, we'll start with, just tell us give us your name, your full name, and when you were born, where you were born, the barrio you were also born, okay? So, go ahead, Tata.
My name is Herman Andaya. Take it away.
Yeah? Okay.
I was born in Kawayan, Isabela. In March 10, 1906.
Who were your parents, Tata? Could you give the name of your father and your mother?
My father's name is Roque Andaya. Mm-hmm. My mother's name is Dorothea Andaya.
What is her maiden name before she became Andaya?
Dorothea Tumakder Andaya.
Tumakder, okay. Tata, where was your father born, do you know?
He was born in Bacaray, Ilocos Norte.
And your mother?
He was born in Bacaray, Ilocos Norte also.
Okay. Is it the same barrio?
Same barrio.
What is this barrio?
Barrio Natba.
Natba, okay. Why were you born in Isabela, Tata?
Because my father and my mother were traveling.
Uh-huh.
And he was fine for good living.
Uh-huh.
So that's why he was in Isabela.
I see.
And,
what was he doing there, Tata? He was farming. Farming.
Planting tobacco, corn.
Uh-huh.
Plant.
Did he have a land there, Tata, or they were just planting somebody's land?
They just lease.
Oh, lease.
Uh-huh. Just lease
parang
for the land.
Ano, tenant, Tata? What do you call that? For the land. How many brothers and sisters do you have, Tata? From the oldest to the youngest?
I have 6.
Uh-huh, okay. Who was the oldest?
Oh, that's, I don't know, I forget.
You forget already?
Yeah, the oldest.
Okay, then the second one?
The second one is...
The name?
Petra Andaya.
Uh-huh. Still alive?
He's still alive. And the next one, for me.
You?
Yeah.
Okay. And then?
And the third one was died.
Uh-huh.
3 years old.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know, I forget the name.
Okay. And then?
Then Juan Andaya.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jose Andaya, he was there also.
As a baby or?
As a baby.
Child, okay. And are your parents still alive?
No, she's dead, both of them.
Okay, and then your sister is still alive. How old is she?
Yeah, she's small than I. She about 75, I suppose.
Tata, how many years did you spend when you were born in Isabela? How many years did you stay there as a little boy?
I stayed about 1 year.
1 year?
In Isabela. And then I go home to Ilocos Norte.
Uh-huh.
And after 1 year,
uh-huh.
So we got hard time maybe my parents, then they go back again to Isabela.
Okay. And in Ilocos Norte, Tata, you did not own any land. Did you have any land there?
We have there, but we had land in Ilocos Norte, but my father, he was, what you call that, leased for somebody.
Okay.
And then the law in the Philippines, if you get 10 years, you never come back that land, is
you lose it.
Lose it.
To that person?
To that person, yeah.
So he leased it to somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, after you, when you went back to Isabela, Tata, then how long did you stay there the second time? You were...
I was still there about 13 to 14 years.
Huh. So you were Binatilio already, Binata almost when
okay. In Isabela.
In Isabela. What did you do there, Tata? Did you go to school there?
I've been go to school to the private school. But you know, it's hard time.
Uh-huh.
So I quit.
Uh-huh.
I don't like it, the school teacher.
Why?
Spanish.
Tell me about
because when he can take a seat in corner in the house,
uh-huh.
in the room,
uh-huh.
then he lead me to carry that the food throw away. So I don't like it, I know I don't want that.
He took a seat in the corner of the room?
Yeah.
And then you...
He put him in the pot.
Yeah.
And then you carry the pot, go outside.
Uh-huh.
That one is I don't like it in the first place.
How old were you when this is...
About... 12 years old, I think.
12 years old?
12 years old.
So how many years of schooling did you have, Tata?
In that school?
Yeah.
About close to 1 year.
Close to 1 year. But before that, did you go to a public school?
No, because too far.
Too far?
See, from my barrio to the school, about 1 hour and a half.
And there was no... there an elementary school in the barrio?
None. None.
But then you could still go to this school, in this private school, but you only went for 1 year.
Yeah, only 1 year.
And you were already 12 years old when you went.
Right.
And is it a Spanish teacher or
Spanish
a Tagalog?
Spanish teacher. Spanish teacher, yeah.
Ah. And what kind of, is a man, he's not a priest? No, just he was not a priest.
No, he's not a priest.
Okay. What school was that, Tata, in Isabela? Do you remember the name?
The one I've been to school?
Yeah.
No, this is private, yes, no more name.
No more name.
No more name, it's like home, study.
Ah. Okay. Did your brothers and sisters go for any schooling? How many years did they go to school?
I think my young brothers, he finished high school, I think. And Tugigaraw.
I see. And your older sister?
The older sister, she don't go to school.
You don't go to school.
He was there to 1 year old.
Yeah, the oldest brother.
Brother and sister.
Oh, brother and sister.
And then my sister now.
Yeah. Did she go to school?
No, she don't go to school also.
Okay. So what sorts of jobs did you get, Tata, when you were growing up? Like you helped plant? And
in the
farm.
In the Philippines?
In the Philippines, yeah.
It's farming,
uh-huh.
plant tobacco,
uh-huh.
Corn,
yeah.
What you call palay, rice.
Rice, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever go to other places? Did you travel a lot?
No.
From Isabela?
No.
You just stayed there?
Just stayed in one place.
Okay. After you were 14 years old, Tata, what did you do?
I didn't go to Ilocos Norte.
Okay, but you would go to Ilocos Norte for vacation sometimes?
No.
No, you just stayed in Isabela.
The second time, yeah.
Okay, so when you went back to Ilocos Norte, Tata, at 14, why did you go? Did you go alone or with your family?
With my parents, my auntie.
Mm. And to live with her or?
Yeah, live with her because she got no child, so they take me for, it's like a child.
Yeah. On what did you do while you were there?
The same thing, I plant rice.
Uh-huh.
Possibly planting their rice.
Okay.
and plant tobacco just for using.
Do you remember much about the American occupation, Tata, when the Americans came and took over the Philippines?
No, I was small yet at that time.
You were small,
I was small yet.
You don't remember American teachers or Protestant missionaries coming to?
No.
Okay.
No.
So then, Tata, when is it that you first started to hear about Hawaii, and how did you know about Hawaii?
I was heard about Hawaii in the Cagayan,
uh-huh.
Isabela, I mean,
uh-huh.
But I was small yet, so when I go back to Ilocos Norte, and I heard that I story about Trilla,
uh-huh.
De Ilocos Norte,
uh-huh.
And then I heard that opening for plantations, liberal,
uh-huh.
coming to Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
But my age is not enough, about 15 years to 16 years, I think.
Uh-huh.
So my sister even coming.
Uh-huh.
And when my sister came to Hawaii.
Your sister came?
Yeah.
First, your older sister?
No, yeah, my older sister.
How did she come?
She came with the husband.
Who was the husband, Tata? What is the name?
Gregorio Passion.
Passion, okay. So she came. What year was that, Tata?
1922.
Okay.
That's why we are supposed to be with them, because can take the brother and sister at the time.
Yeah.
But when I rich and vegan, Ilocos Sur,
uh-huh.
My people is not correct.
Uh-huh.
Something wrong.
Uh-huh.
Because my declaration curada is my uncle, the one his sign, not my father.
Uh-huh.
So they send me back.
Uh-huh.
So I got mad.
Uh-huh.
Then I go back in my town, because I don't like to go back to that place already. Supposed to be back home in Hawaii.
Yeah, right. Shame, yeah.
Shame. So I heard one family,
uh-huh.
that one, he got one boy.
Uh-huh.
So I take his name,
uh-huh.
just like a child,
yeah,
coming
right.
Hawaii.
Yeah. What's the name of his family, Tata?
El Diponso Apaga.
Apaga, okay.
Yeah,
okay, and then you took the name?
I took the name.
Of what? What is the name?
No, Anasito Apaga.
Is the?
The father of the boy.
Father.
Yeah.
And so you took the name?
I took the Liponso Apaga.
Okay.
That's the one, the name I carried from Hawaii.
Yeah, okay.
And then I still began.
Uh-huh.
The, what you call, boss over there.
Yeah.
It's like boss.
Agent.
Agents. Not eating, that take all the HPA.
HPA.
Hawley
Tata or
Filipino.
Oh. You remember the name?
No, I forget.
Oh, okay.
He recognized me that I'm the one send me back to my town. I said, no, it's not. I'm not, my name is Liponso Apaga. You can post me that I'm sent, people the one you send me back. So I have one family come from in my town that you witness, that me the one.
Uh-huh. Ildefonso Apaga. The one
I send me back.
Uh-huh.
Herman Andaya.
Uh-huh.
So I tell him, no, these people here are wrong. I never see them before. I start talking lie because I like them Hawaii.
Yeah.
So the boss of the agent of the they not can post me that me the one I send me back to the my town,
uh-huh.
So I come through.
Uh-huh. And just bluffing, yeah. Tata,
yeah, bluffing, right? Yeah. I come through.
Uh-huh. So what year was this, Tata? Now
1923.
So your sister left before
left,
you.
Yeah.
Like what year before that or
before that?
Same year.
No. Before.
1923
I come in.
And your sister came?
Came 22.
22, okay. And then, so now you go then with this? Okay.
I come with the family.
Uh-huh.
was poor family because no money.
Uh-huh.
I strangled my soul in the ship.
Uh-huh.
Had life.
How was the trip and the ship?
Good, but no money. Because my, you know, the immigration people before, they just given $10 a head for spend when arrive in Honolulu.
Uh-huh.
But he no take care of this first, somebody stealing. So we have no paisin.
Oh, you mean this family you went to?
Yeah.
Somebody stole their money?
Stole the money, yeah.
The $30 then?
Yeah,
$10
30,
each?
Yeah, $30. More, I think, because they got some money for coming.
Oh, okay.
So we got a hard life when arrived in Honolulu.
No money?
No money, no. Well, they throw us to the Iwa plantation.
Uh-huh.
The, and then when we still in the Iwa plantation, the work my parents supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
They, what he called, they hold me back because he said that he see my age is a child,
uh-huh.
not supposed to be go work.
Right. How old you gave your real 14, age? Just 14 or 15?
14.
Oh, okay.
See. So they hold me back. When the school is closed,
uh-huh.
Because we arrived in Honolulu in April. When they start close, then I go work. Then I work 50 cents, 10 hours a day. Paisin 1 hour, 1 hour I got.
Where is this, Tata? In the plantation?
In the plantation, Iwa
yeah.
plantations.
Yeah.
That is the story. I come to the SPA.
Right.
I have 5 cents in 1 hour.
Yeah. But so, you were a child, they were hiring you then as a child during the summer?
Right.
Not as a regular worker?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and then?
Then when I got a little bit disgusted because, you know, not money, only 50 cents one day, not enough to support yourself.
Yeah.
And then I ran away, go to the pineapple field.
Where?
Campus 7, Waiawa.
Waiawa, I
yeah,
see.
Campus 7,
okay.
Waiawa,
yeah.
I still there.
Uh-huh.
I still there about 1 year.
A little, what, over a year?
No, 1 year.
No, 1 year.
Only
okay.
one session is still
okay.
there. Pineapple session.
Yeah. How did you present yourself, though? How did you get a job over there at the pineapple plantation?
Oh, well, somebody, some Filipinos, so they the hire.
Hmm.
So
you hide your age or what?
I been changed my name.
Oh, you changed your name back to what?
Back to my real name.
Herman
Andaya.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the age, did you hide your age?
And then I changed my age. I put in my real age.
Uh-huh.
That one is I know because since I was in the Philippines, I already was born.
Uh-huh.
I was born and I remember all my age.
Yeah.
So when I stood in the pineapple field, I work about, I got good job there, right, because I supply the water to the people, you know.
Right, yeah, water boy, they call it.
Yeah, just
yeah.
call water boy.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I get up about 8 o'clock.
Oh.
See.
Yeah.
And then
how much pay?
I got $1 water at the time. Then I, all about my friend, because we got four old guy. We no like over there.
Uh-huh.
We heard that the Lanai City got no big pay.
Uh-huh.
So everybody going to Lanai.
What's the name of these guys you were with, Tata?
Yeah, forget now that is okay. The one, I know one, Jose Bulusan one. That's all I remember now.
Uh-huh. So you went to?
And then we went to Lanai.
What year was this now, Tata?
1923.
Okay.
End of 1923, I think. Maybe if I'm not mistaken. December, I think. Yeah.
So in Eva you stay only a few months?
Yeah. About 3-4 months I stay in Eva.
Yeah. Okay.
Then I went to the Pernambuco field.
Yeah. And then
we go to Lanai.
Yeah.
When I arrived to Lanai, we were in the ship, boat. When I arrived Lanai, the job didn't hire anybody. So, all us, four friends, this gather all together, some go America. Three, four I think go America. Three go America. One friend of mine, he got brother in the plantations. See where we go? Maui. Then we come into Maui. I thought I can meet my sister.
Who was assigned in Maui?
Well, he was in Maui. He was go home in the Philippines. We meet together with the chief, I think. When I come from Lanai, and then come from Kahului to Honolulu.
Yeah.
See, we know see each other. Only my brother-in-law, I catch in the plantations, Camp One.
Your sister decided to go back?
He go back, yeah.
How come?
Well, she had living.
Over here?
Yeah, so my brother-in-law said, I think we're going to go home in the Philippines because she got one girl.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go home in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
I send you some money.
Mm-hmm.
See, my sister said, okay. If that's all you feel about it, well, I go. She to go home.
With the baby?
With the baby, yeah. When I arrive over here, my sister gone.
Uh-huh.
Well, I stay in Camp One, the plantation, about 4-5 months.
What company?
That's HNS
company.
Okay. When the strike broke up 1924.
Ah, you, oh.
I know I go strike.
I see.
Because I came in Hawaii for labor. So I say no, I don't want to strike. So I run away.
Is this in Punene?
Punene, yeah.
Okay. First, Tata, tell me about that strike. Who were the leaders of the strikers?
Manglapit, I think.
Oh.
If I'm not mistaken, Manglapit, yeah. He's the leader.
Okay. Was he here to give speeches and to gather you?
Mm-hmm. But the time the Filipino is, he don't know what he's doing.
Uh-huh.
Too young.
Uh-huh.
She no nap study for the labor department, so they lost. But before they go on strike, I ran away.
Uh-huh.
I been go Heiko Fraud Company, Pineapple Field.
Uh-huh.
I still there until the strike over.
In Punene.
Yeah. Then I go back to Punene. But the plantation police said, no, you cannot come back over here because you was strike. I tell them, no, I don't was strike. I never go strike.
Mm-hmm.
But they say, why you left for there in the job? Well, because I don't like strike.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like fight all these Filipinos. One by the cut my neck. So I run away.
Mm-hmm.
But now the strike is over. If you're willing to take me, well, I come back. Mm-hmm. She no. No more job for you.
He didn't like to accept you.
He didn't accept me.
Was it dangerous, Tata, during the period of the strike? Would they try to force people, or would they have violence?
They lick you if you go to work.
See? Oh.
That's why I don't like. Okay. I don't like go strike, and then I don't like get licking. So I gotta move it out of the way.
Okay.
That's why I figured out so long I got no money in the. In the strike.
Uh-huh. But this guard did not check your name.
He checked. He know me.
Okay, and your name is not there? In the strikers?
No.
Okay.
Not in there. So, well, I've been to Paya, plantation, but Paya too hot.
Uh-huh.
Then I got no more friend, so I've been to Waloko Sugar on the side.
Uh-huh.
I've been to Wahe. Oh, my friend is still there. I say, okay, you go work tomorrow.
Mm. So, who are these friends, Tata, in Kahaluku?
Wailuku, as the what you call Wailuku policeman.
Uh-huh.
As Filipino.
Do you remember the name?
Yeah, Pedro Espirito.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I was only about 6 years in the plantation.
Uh-huh. Doing what, Tata?
Doing.
What was your job?
Well, first thing, tell me I go and hop by the cane. I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
I go home.
Mm-hmm.
So the boss comes ask me, what kind of you like? Well, I don't know, anything job, any kind of job, so long you not tap I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So even give me the cane, cultivate the
mm-hmm.
cane. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like again because too much dairy.
Okay.
I go home. 9 o'clock I go home. My boy, he gave me muleman job. You know the mule?
Yeah, what did you do?
What you call fold the plow.
Oh.
Still holding the plow.
You ride the mule?
Yeah, I ride the mule. You got a mule.
Uh-huh.
You put the harness,
uh-huh.
double tray, all everything like that. That is, I don't know too much, but I cannot help but I accepted the job because I know that job is only ride the horse, so I accepted. Then one guy hold the plow behind. I accepted.
Uh-huh.
When he put the plow, before all the plow, for the king, we go back, what do you call, Ohana, I call the guy.
Oh.
Then they cut down my pay.
Oh.
See. Because we got $36 one month.
Yeah.
But they cut down $1 a day.
Why is that?
Well, that is the minimum for paid.
Oh.
$1 a day.
Yeah.
So. Then I'm okay, but next time I'm not going to muleman again. I don't like it, the idea.
So how long did you stay as muleman?
Oh, about 1 year.
Uh-huh. Okay.
My boss says, okay, I give you the $36, but when you start to plowing again, you go back. I'm okay.
Uh-huh.
Because I like, because only ride the horse.
So you stayed like that for 6 years?
No. When I got tied to mulemen,
uh-huh.
I ran away. I went to the pineapple field.
But
to work with it again.
But you said you stayed in Wailuku
yeah.
for 6 years, yeah?
Yeah.
Or doing all these kind of jobs then,
mm-hmm.
up to muleman.
Yeah.
And then after
and
that?
Then you... No more 6 years, about 2-3 years, I think.
Oh.
2-3 years, I think, about that.
Uh-huh.
Then I've been going to the pineapple field. And I stayed there about 1 week.
Mm.
My camp was the policeman came with me.
Mm.
He said, you come down. To Wailuku Sugar because they are bossy like you. I tell you why. I got good job. Yeah, I got good pay. No, they give you good job. What kind of job? Deliver milk.
Deliver milk. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So they tried.
House to house.
They looked for you then, that
yeah.
boss.
Yeah.
When you ran away.
Right.
But you didn't have contract with them, huh?
No.
So
no.
you can just quit yeah. after
quit.
You power
yeah.
would.
So I quit, I come back
uh-huh.
because the job is more easy yet. See, and then I got more pay. I got $52 one month, but every day you work.
Uh-huh.
Sunday and all, you have to work. Then you start 11 o'clock in the night
uh-huh.
until 7 o'clock in the morning.
Morning. Ah.
See, I like it because I got free drink milk.
Where did you deliver milk? To whom?
House to house.
But Filipinos?
Filipino, Hawaii, Japanese.
All the different, in the plantation?
In the plantation, yeah, it's even outside people, the whole Wailuku.
Oh.
I deliver before.
But this is not the Wailuku sugar mill though, this was a different milk company?
No, same company.
Same company?
They got their own dairy before.
Oh.
Wailuku, Wahi Dairy, we call that runs to Wailuku Sugar Company.
I see. So you deliver milk. How many homes, Tata, do you remember?
Plenty. Because the whole truck, I loading for milk.
Uh-huh.
one go to Hapine. Uh-huh. See, some house take Hapine, some house take one pine, some house take two pine, uh-huh. or one go to go like that.
Uh-huh.
See. Then two times I deliver in the morning, and in the morning, and then I would deliver in the time.
Yeah.
Because some houses, mostly the holy house, they like put all the milk inside ice box.
Yeah.